This is the number one politics, society, and culture podcast that you'll ever hear. It's called the Toasty Podcast. Look, if anyone is going to start a media revolution, it might as well be us. Sky created the Toasty brand to influence people in a positive way in order to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. And here at the Toasty Podcast, we call that staying toasty. So, where does that leave you? It's simple, really. When you support our work, you're supporting the good fight. We produce podcasts, create YouTube and TikTok content, and design apparel that isn't made in China for you. We want to engage culture, so let's get toasty. What is up, toasters? This is the Daily Toast, Toasty Slice, whatever you want to call it. It's my daily source of news for you guys when we don't have a normal podcast going on. You know, the hour-long ones that me and Maddie B always throw down. So, just to give you guys some extra content and keep the flow going and also get better at my podcasting game, I'm doing this every day now. Get used to it. And today I want to talk about New York's governor actually being impeached. Interesting stuff. And I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It has been going on for some time now, maybe a week or so. Look, guys, I'm sorry. News happens freaking fast. Sometimes it's hard to keep track and be on top of it. Know what I'm saying? And I'm not doing that thing that I did last time on the episode where I said guys too much. I'm not, you know what? What I decided is, here's what I'll do. Anyone that can tell me how many times I say guys in the comments on every single episode, and they're right, and the first one to do it, the first one to comment that, wins a t-shirt. So, that's pretty cool, right? That's something. A toasty tee straight from our toasty apparel, which you guys can find at toastycreations.com/shop. There you'll see some sick apparel to buy, and all those proceeds help us out, help us grow, get the podcast going. The more money we make, which right now is not that much, but you know what? The more money we make, the more of a team I can build to get the real news out there. Soon enough, it'll be me, Tim Pool, Steven Crowder, and these other guys out here doing it big and making it right for America. And that's what I want to see. So, in light of that, let's talk about Cuomo! Woo! He is being impeached for, you know, it's interesting, after moving all of the COVID-infected individuals into the nursing homes and most likely killing thousands of older people in nursing homes. He didn't get blamed for that. You know, we just moved past that. Let's just skip past that. Just like we skip past the fact that Biden isn't actually allowed to enact an eviction ban or extend it. The Supreme Court said you can't do that, and he did it anyway. If you guys watched my last episode, I talked about the eviction ban being extended by the CDC of all places, of all things. And I guess they're big government now. Everyone controls us. Wow. There's 17 national intelligence agencies, and now I guess the CDC is able to make decisions like the rest of government. So I don't know what happened to checks and balances, but it's out the window. So let's just keep going. State lawmakers give Governor Cuomo a deadline of August 13th to provide additional evidence. Since March, the Assembly's Judiciary Committee has been investigating whether there are grounds to impeach the Democratic governor over sexual harassment allegations. That's what he's actually being impeached for. I didn't finish my thought earlier. I'm sorry. ADHD, what are you going to do? But I actually am surprised that that's the reason he's going to... It's always that, isn't it? It's never the actual problem. Well, let me rephrase, because it is an actual problem. It's never the blatantly obvious problems. It takes women coming up and saying, hey, this guy sexually harassed me, for us to be like, oh crap, well that's serious enough in politics to be impeached. Let's act on that right now. Like, what the heck? No. Okay. There's plenty of things you could have probably impeached him for way before this, but hey, you know what? I digress. At least we are getting investigations now, and maybe, maybe justice will be served. So I'm going to read this from CNN Politics, of all places. You can see this if you're on YouTube. To the right of your screen and upwards is the screen that I'm actually using for my articles. You can see that. And if you guys don't know already, or you haven't listened to the Toasty Podcast and this is your first time, thank you for joining us. I use ground.news to get all of my news. And I'm just, people might ask me, well, why are you different than all the other guys? Ha ha. I'm just more animated. That's really it. I mean, that's all I can say. I am a happy guy. I'm very positive. I try to keep everything going, you know, in a positive light. Even if I'm saying something negative, I try to say it in a positive way. I don't know what to tell you, man. That's just who I am. I'm Sky. So with all that said, I am also trying to get better at podcasting. So that's the real reason I'm here. New York State impeachment investigation into Cuomo is nearing completion. Those are in quotes. CNN goes on to report a wide-ranging New York State impeachment investigation into various allegations of misconduct against embattled Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is close to concluding, according to a letter obtained by CNN. In a letter sent Thursday, lawyers working for the New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee's impeachment probe informed Cuomo's attorneys that the committee's investigation is nearing completion, and the assembly will soon consider potential articles of impeachment against your client. Now, here's something I want to say while I'm reading from CNN, you know, your least trusted news source. Hello, this is an ad. And if you don't like that, that's fine, but trust me, it's good info for you. You have to have a podcast hosting platform if you want to start your own podcast. And that is actually one of the questions that I get asked the most often. It's not politics. It's not society or culture. It's how do I start a podcast? Well, this is how you freaking do it. You start with Blueberry. You can start with SoundCloud if you want. You can start with Anchor if you want because it's free. You can also start with Podbean. But let me tell you something. I've tried all three of those and they do not work that well. Whenever it comes to the analytics department, they do not do anything for you. They don't show you your stats. They don't let you look at Spotify stats separately or iTunes stats separately on their own because technically it's not your podcast. It's theirs. And that's what this boils down to. Blueberry lets you use your own podcast however you like. They only let you use their service for hosting. It's all it is. It's not a here's my content, do whatever you want with the type of thing. It's a here's my content, please store it in a safe place. And that is all they do for you. The other thing they add is they give you a plugin for your website on WordPress. So I have a WordPress website for our stuff, our content, all of everything we do. It's toastercreations.com. So this is like a double whammy. Two ads in one, bro. Anyway, if you go to that site, you'll see all of our posts are also our podcast episodes. That's how they do it. Blueberry lets me post a blog post right up onto my website. And immediately it's a podcast episode and it goes to all the podcast platforms automatically. That's what Blueberry does for you. And right now, if you go and sign up and use our promo code STAY-TOASTY, you get one free month to check it out. See how you like it. If you don't like it, well, then you can stop and you don't have any commitments. There's no contract on this, guys. It's month to month, no matter what. That's what's beautiful. So check it out. Let us know what you think. And if you don't like it, well, then suit yourself. Back to the show. I find that when you're dealing with Democratic news, so let's say it's a politician that is a Democrat, the left media outlets will probably report on it normally. It'll be a report. That is what you'll get. You'll get the facts from it because, of course, they're not going to embellish it. They're not going to exaggerate it. Well, if anything, they'll try to make it seem less problematic, honestly. But in this case, I'm not sure how you'd make that seem less problematic. But if I went over to Fox, it'd be, you know, very exaggerated or embellished, I feel like. Maybe I could go look at it and actually see. But moving on, just wanted to explain that to you guys. The committee's attorneys also invited Cuomo to submit additional evidence or written submissions to the committee by no later than August 13th. We are coming up on that now, probably, I think, what, next week sometime, maybe? Yeah. The news that the impeachment inquiry is close to wrapping follows the release of a damaging report Tuesday from the New York State Attorney General's office that Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women. including current and former state employees. Now, here's what I'll say. Apparently, like, our boy, wow, holy crap, blanking on his name. Bill Cosby, apparently it doesn't matter. Bill Cosby got out. He's free, and he actually had, like, 60-plus allegations. So no telling what Cuomo will get. If Cuomo just gets an impeachment, well, that's actually probably what will happen. He'll just get impeached. He probably won't Where did that come from? Sometimes I talk way too fast. I apologize. He probably will not go to jail or any of that stuff. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. We'll see. He's a politician. They seem to skirt the lines of legalities and stuff like that, you know? So, like I said earlier, Biden just decided we're going to extend the eviction ban. So, anyway. He created a hostile work environment for women, quotes. The report also found Governor Cuomo, who signed legislation that mandated, sexual harassment training in New York State, didn't recall taking the training himself, except in 2019. Oh, wow. And a certificate showing he completed that training was signed by a colleague. Now, where did that go? That's not relevant. Not really relevant anyway. I mean, okay, whatever. An attorney for Cuomo, Rita Glavin. See, it's hard on these things. It's very hard on these types of cases, right? It's very hard to get other evidence surrounding it except for the testimonies, right? That's why you want so many testimonies. That's why they're always trying to get the girls to come forward. Like, hey, please talk, please talk, please talk. Even though it's embarrassing, even though it could ruin your career or you know, you might get ridiculed or whatever might happen. They tell him, please, you need to speak up, right? And you do. You do need to speak up. If this has ever happened to you, I encourage you to speak up. Because honestly, if not for whoever the heck else, and to actually serve justice, if not for that, then for yourself, because for mental health purposes, it is a lot better to talk things out than to keep stuff in. So, anyway, with these things, it's very hard to have any other evidence surrounding it anyway. So really, you just need testimony. So that's why I said, you know, the certificate showing he completed the training is signed by a colleague. Who cares? That doesn't really matter that much to me. It doesn't necessarily. I don't know. It just seems random, I guess. I don't know, dude. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say the legal term for it. But anywho, an attorney for Cuomo. You know, his name has always been super hard to say. And what's also interesting about this right here is that his brother. Aren't they brothers or cousins or something? They're brothers, right? The CNN guy, the CNN anchor, or the guy that works there? I don't really know him that much. I don't keep track of all this crap. I should, though, shouldn't I? Because I'm talking about it. Would help if I knew what I was talking about. Dang. He actually hasn't even said anything about it. Kind of ignored it, honestly. So, weird. The AG's investigators acted as prosecutor, judge, and jury, and that the governor will cooperate with Assembly's investigation. Glavin and Cuomo appreciates the opportunity to provide a submission to them and accuse the report of omitting documents, emails, and testimony that contradict its narrative. Okay. Cuomo has denied the allegations made in the state attorney general report and has remained defiant against the mounting pressure to resign from high-profile Democrats, including Joe Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Can you believe that? Wouldn't it be weird to be in a position where your own president asks you to resign, but you don't necessarily have to listen to them because they're not really your boss, I guess? Public offices are so weird. The way they run, like, who's the boss? Who's the boss of the mayor? I don't know. I don't know. Who tells him what to do? Isn't it supposed to be the people? I don't know. You know, this is all questionable stuff. And if Matty B were here, he would tell me, you're stupid. I'll tell you exactly what it is. And I get it. He would. But you know what? He's not here. So we stand in mystery. So I apologize, guys. And I will say this, too, just to make sure you guys know, we're still doing our normal podcast. This is just a daily episode I want to do just to get some stuff out there. And like I said, practice, because practice makes perfect, as they say, you know, the 10,000 hour rule or whatever, which honestly has been proven a myth, I think. I've got several guests lined up too, by the way. This is a totally different topic, but I can't wait to show you guys what's next for the podcast. And please, if you're listening right now, share the show, smash that like button if you're on YouTube watching me flail about because I move my arms a lot and I'm kind of animated, like I said. And, you know, go ahead and check out our apparel. That's all I got to say. I already told you the website, and I'll put it in the description as well. Also, you can follow me on you can follow me on Twitter if you want, The Real Sky Day. You can also follow us on Instagram, toasty.podcast. And if you want to follow Matty B, he finally has a Twitter because I made him do so. I was like, bro, hey, if you're going to be a host, you got to have a social media. Even though that sucks and he wants to stay out of social media the most he can, as much as he can, I told him, dude, the Toasty fans, they want it. The Toasters want to know what's up with you, bro. I'm an entertainer. I'm not always a factual guy, even though I can be, sure. He just lays it down, dude. He lays it down like no other, and I wanted him to lay it down on Twitter because Twitter needs more of that, right? That was sarcasm, if you couldn't tell. Moving on, the committee attorneys will review any further materials Cuomo decides to submit, and then the Judiciary Committee would meet and consider which articles of impeachment to formally recommend to the full assembly. You guys get the point. This is what's happening. Cuomo is going to be impeached most likely if proven guilty. You know, the other side of it that I can see happening, since all of these left outlets are actually reporting on this, like nothing's happening. Wow, there's a lot of, oh my gosh, like everyone, that's crazy. According to Ground News, we have tons of left coverage on this. That's interesting. But anyway, I can also see this happening. I can see him winning the impeachment trial, like basically saying, oh, he didn't commit it. Oh, wow, he's such a good guy, you know, and then we're like, oh, yeah, and we just forget about the fact that he murdered older people in the nursing homes. Yeah, let's just forget about that. Yeah, no one wants to hear about that, but, you know, keep this going. And I could see that being a narrative, too, that they try to play, especially coming up to midterms. You know, I'm just not sure, man. I was talking to a guy yesterday, one of my friends. I was playing some pool out in Dallas. And, by the way, guys, I live in Fort Worth, so... if you're kind of confused about what I'm talking about, it wasn't another Dallas in another state. It was definitely in Texas. Texas forever! But I was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, talking to me about physics and stuff because he's a physics major, and that's pretty cool. I might have him on the show. I don't know. But I was telling him about politics. We got into politics a little bit, and I was telling him about the peaceful divorce that I see happening. This is just, you know, a random tidbit. I don't really know how I got off on this tangent, but you guys might want to hear it. I don't know, you know, if you don't want to hear it, it's on a podcast. It's on YouTube. You can just press stop and keep moving, you know. No, don't do that. First, if you want to do that, smash that like button and follow us and share the show, and then you can do whatever you want. I don't care. But yeah, I was talking to him, and we're talking about politics a little bit, and I told him, yeah, the peaceful divorce, you know, everyone's talking about it, like, it's probably what's going to happen. I say everyone, but that's not true. Tim Pool specifically brings this up pretty often, you know, the peaceful divorce, and he'll say, like, yeah, states are just going to, okay, well, you want to do it that way? Well, I want to do it this way, and, you know, you do your own thing, bye, that kind of thing, right? But that's not how I see it. I do think we're headed that direction, but here's the play that I think is going on here. I think it's actually underway, you know, because if you look at, let's just take LA for instance, right? LA's Republican representation so people that actually show up to vote, that's representation, right? Republican representation in LA has gone from, which it wasn't high to begin with, but this is from 2018, I believe the study was. Has gone from 27% representation in LA to 12% over the course of 3 years. So, or 4 years? Almost 4 years. So, the thing is, we are now looking at the peaceful divorce happening in a way where Republicans are just going to, and Republicans and like-minded individuals, I would say, because they're not a Republican. Like, I'm not a Republican, but I'm, you know, right-leaning or whatever. Republicans, libertarians, these people that are like, whoa, there's too much government overreach here, I don't like it. they're piecing out, you know, like a trout, upstream like a dream, except they're going across stream to Texas. The crossing streams, bro. Anyway, bad joke. And at the end of the day, there's going to be 0% Republican representation in L.A. and 100% Democratic. At that point, wouldn't you say you're divorced? Now, this man that I was talking to actually said, he was like, okay, but, you know, yes, the big cities might end up that way, but you still have a lot of, you know, differing opinions in the state itself, right? And I'm like, yeah, you're right, dude. You know, you're totally right, honestly, because there's a lot of Republicans in California, you know? And, of course, it doesn't account for the silent majority and the people that don't actually show up to vote and all that, right? None of that accounts for it. It's very hard to – you can't really count that. That's the point of saying it's representation. That's the definition. So I would say – and then I said to him, I was like, yes, but, you know, you even have that happening where they're moving out of the states as well. But I would say peaceful divorce is – peaceful divorce from cities, from the big cities. I don't know if it necessarily means state by state. That's the point I was trying to make anyway by saying that. And so that would be my one caveat or difference or disagreement or whatever to what Tim Pool says about peaceful divorce. So all that said, guys, that's all I got for you today. It's short, it's sweet, and to the point, hopefully. And maybe I'm animated enough to make you laugh. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. You know, maybe you hate me. Well, then don't listen to me. Pfft, what are you doing? But please share the show. Do it for me. Anyway, okay, guys, I will talk to you guys later. And I'm out. And peace out like a trout, upstream like a dream. Stay toasty. Toasty.